Hey, what's up, everybody? Sarah back here. So the biggest thing that I'm hearing from people that are getting leads right now, and I'm recording this in April of 2020 when there's this huge crisis going on due to the coronavirus, what the people who are saying who are out there getting leads and getting people interested in their services is that a lot of people will show some interest, but then say, well, I don't want to do anything right now. Let's just wait until things settle down. I wish I could say that there was some turnkey solution to this. I really do. I really wish I could say that there was some magic closing tactic, some sales process, some slick, awesome email you could send with some subject line that would convert people automatically. But in a crisis when the market is whipsawing, the solution is actually even simpler than that. It's a human solution. Here's what people want. They want you to help them feel less uncertain. Period. For most of you, the biggest question your clients are asking right now is, when is this thing going to be over? And of course, you don't have the answer. But this question tells you so much about how shaken and how desperate people really are to see the day when uncertainty is replaced by certainty, by a world that they can understand, and by a world that they can control, where they feel like they've gotten some sense of control back. So it's up to you to bring this feeling to them. Now, of course, you can't make the coronavirus go away. But what you can do is to make them feel that you are an unbelievable resource that can give them more control, as much control as they could possibly have. And that is it. Now, for the practicals, how do you actually do that? When people feel uncertain, you must create an atmosphere of certainty by appearing over and over and over and over and over again as a human being in human form, not in email form, not in voicemail form, in human form. Consistency is the biggest thing. And of course, you have to have the right message, has to be value conveying. You have to say it the right way. I have other podcasts on that. But all of these things are secondary, because remember that most of communication is nonverbal. So this is why I say that you have to appear in human or physical form. And so now that we are all quarantined, how exactly do you appear to people in physical form? Well, there are three ways that I would mention. So the first one is through webinar. Now, as part of my crisis marketing plan, that's another podcast on this series that I'm doing on crisis marketing. I recommend a weekly standing webinar. I go into it in the crisis marketing podcast. Please refer to that podcast if you have not already listened to it. I'm going to talk a little bit more about webinar tactics later on in this episode. However, one thing I will tell you that it should just be as simple as possible. Again, reduce uncertainty, replace it with certainty. Have the webinar at the same time every day. Have it available over the same media, whether it be Zoom conference, Skype, however you do it, have it be the same so people don't have to fumble around with the dial-in information. Same time, same virtual place, same day of the week maybe, okay? Be a bastion of stability and consistency. And this will be conveyed through a standing webinar. You can also do this over video. Now there's YouTube. I know that many advisors do not have large followings. You could start to do video newsletters, but video is another way to appear in person as a human. And yes, when I say webinar, by the way, a lot of people will ask me, well, do I really have to get on there, or can I just show them slides? Like, can I just do a Loom video when I show them a PowerPoint? They have to see your face, people. They have to see your eyes. They have to see your facial expressions, okay? So general broadcasted videos is the number two method. And then the third method is through video messages. So instead of emailing somebody, why don't you just make them a personalized video, make it unlisted or private, and then send them the video? They need to receive your presence. They need to sense you there as a living, breathing person, as a real person, to hear your voice. They need to feel you there beside them. So I'm going to talk about Andrew Cuomo, and I'm not trying to be political here. This is not a comment on the Trump administration or Democrat versus Republican, but as you know, New York is going down in flames here, especially New York City. This is one of the hardest hit areas in the world. And Andrew Cuomo just gets on Twitter every day waving the flag. He's saved people's lives over Twitter by influencing us. And that's because of how he is and how he comes across. And it's, first of all, consistent. He's on Twitter every single day. And the way he talks, you can just tell he's so honest, compassionate, consistent. We know that he's there for us every single day. And his following, I've been watching him, his following has been growing on Twitter as he's been doing this more and more and more, because he's become more of a fixture in our lives and the person that we turn to, the person that we think of for support and guidance. He's taking leadership. He's inspirational. He's positive. He's tactful, poised, clear in his messaging, friendly. And then he also speaks of actions that he is taking, such as getting respirators from places around the world. It looks like he's basically scouring to every single corner of the earth to save people's lives. It is a marvelous thing. It really is. And he's not marketing anything per se. What he's trying to do is influence, and he is a marvelous fable in the idea of influencing other people over the internet. So as I had mentioned, webinar, this again is something that I'm focusing on as part of my advice that I'm giving to the people that I'm working with. And I'm seeing a lot of them are really doing quite well, just because over time, over 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they're getting the same, their clients coming back, and they're getting prospects coming back onto these webinars, and they're really changing people. They're really influencing people. But you really have to do the webinar correctly. And so I just want to mention a few things here. So I want to ask all of you listening to this, what is the difference between a webinar and a podcast? Like a podcast like I'm doing now, where I'm just broadcasting out my ideas. What's the difference between this and a webinar? I want to tell you that for some of you, there is no difference, okay? Now, a webinar should be interactive. The advantage is that you can actually chat with people and talk with them over the webinar. You should absolutely be soliciting questions. The point of a webinar is not to get on there and drone on and on and on and on and on and on, because that is what a lot of you do. Now, listen, I know that when I'm singing, like, I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany, which was my favorite song in like sixth grade, okay? Like when I'm like to like be a rock star and pretend I'm awesome. And the reality is that it's not as easy to listen to somebody else's voice as you think it is, okay? Nobody loves anyone else's voice more than the sound of their own voice. So if you want to lead people, then what you essentially have to do is to fall out of love with hearing your own voice. For goodness sake, I've seen some of you that actually will turn off chat, will actually turn off the interactive features of, and more than one advisor, I've seen this, like, will turn off the interactive features during the webinar and just say, well, the questions are for the end. BS, okay? That is BS. Nobody, first of all, is going to stay until the end just so that they can ask a question. Well, I don't know. people might, but I think you're going to lose a lot of people if you do that. And if they do stay on until the end, what they're probably going to do is just tune you out and be doing and do something else until they get to the until you get to the Q&A section. I am totally against this idea. I think if you have a problem keeping track of the questions that are coming in as they're coming in, you should get somebody to moderate the webinar. Okay. If you're not in this to be relevant to people and to address the real questions that people have, then like I said, you're never going to be a human being to people. You're just going to be some kind of a talking head, and you may as well not even do the webinar anyways. Like I said, you may as well just do what I'm doing, record the audio file after your kids go to bed one night and then broadcast it out, because there's no point if you're just going to get on there and drone on and on to the exclusion of answering people's questions. Okay. This is not the best way to build trust. The point of a webinar is to interact. I can't even tell you how many times when people ask me questions, I've had so many webinars, and I find that over and over again, when somebody asks me a question on the webinar and I respond to them over the webinar, invariably at some point in the future, I end up either doing business with that person, or they end up coming back to me again or interacting with me again somehow. It is very common to see that happen. So what I'm saying is, if you want people, if you want to break through to people, you have to allow them to sense what it would be like for them to kind of feel served by you. And they're never going to feel that way if you're just going to want to be an island. Okay, so you really have to get over that. Yes, I know you have to build credibility, but there's nothing that matters more to people than what you can do for them. Everything else is really just academic. It is not as relevant to them. Okay, be the leader, folks. Be the hero for somebody. Don't you think that what we all need right now is a hero? Every single one of us. There isn't a person alive that doesn't need somebody's help right now. Okay. Make a list of all the ways you can help the people in your life, the people that you know from your business, the people in your sphere, the people that have come to you, and these people that have come to you as prospects, these people that are on your unsold customer list, that are on your leads list. Sit down and make a list of all the ways that you can help them. It doesn't even matter if it's a stupid idea. It may seem stupid, but maybe if you think about it a little bit, maybe it's not. I mean, just show people that you're a take charge kind of person who, just like Andrew Cuomo, will turn the world upside down to solve a problem they have. And sometimes people will look at you and say, I don't appreciate that solution and think that it's the answer, but I sure do appreciate your effort. I can see that you're pulling for me. I can see that you're the kind of person that really wants to help me. It actually doesn't even have to be the right answer. Now, I'm not saying do anything like intentionally wrong or be careless in this. And of course, you have legal liabilities you have to worry about. Okay, so, but you see what I'm saying, right? Take it with a grain of salt. But my message here is just do everything you can to help people and they will eventually see this. Do you know how rare it is? Because all anyone wants to do anymore is get on Twitter and tweet. And they think that they've helped people that way. Okay, take actions. There's always more action that you could take. If these people are not moving, then sit down and think about five more things you could do for this person. And then communicate to that somehow. And then people say, well, you know, I could go out there and have a webinar, but I only want the people with more than $5 million. Listen, right now, you're going to do yourself more harm than good worrying so much about having people on there that are qualified. Okay. People will remember you serve them in need. And do you know how far that goes? Really? When someone thinks highly of you, you just don't know. And there's nothing to say that they'll come up with a lead for you in the future or do something for your business in the future. But there's a great amount of reciprocity that can come from helping somebody when they're in need. And you just never know when you may need somebody to be a referral for you or make an introduction for you, or turns out they got a new job and now they're friends with the head of HR at IBM. Plus, people aren't always what they seem. You never know how much money somebody has. don't overthink this, you know? I mean, I'll tell you a personal story. For years, I tried to get the right guy, right? Like years and years. Like, so I tried so hard to make sure it was the right person, right? Like you had to, he had to look a certain way and like, you know, like had to be a doctor, or like lawyer, educated, this, that. It's like Harvard, Yale, like, you know, I just was trying so hard. And the one I finally got is probably the least qualified on paper, it would have seemed, for the job, right? The one that I finally had four kids with, okay? So what I'm saying is, in this moment, just like the coronavirus has spread from person to person in an infectious manner, what we can do is spread something equally as infectious in a positive way. And that is our positive energy, our volition, our determination, our desire to make somebody else's life better, because that can in turn inspire other people. And that is what gets around. And I know there's a virus going around, but love goes around too. And so fight it. Fight it with all the love in your heart and just don't be selfish. Show this love to people you know. And eventually somebody qualified will eventually come around. Just rid yourself of all the selfishness you can. I know we're all human beings, but the selfishness and the useless behavior, the complaining, and I know it's not easy to stop worrying, but the worrying, you know, get off the news. If you have to, stop watching the news. Just put your energy into other people, because that is the type of effort it will take to show them that you are their hero. This is a once in a decade marketing opportunity. Get focused and get out there. And if you want my guidance on this, like I said, in my membership, we are focused on crisis marketing right now. You can sign up right at the top of my website. It's the blue banner at the top. And so here's my final homeschooling lesson, because you know I have four children under 6 years old. So this week we're doing the vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. So I have a trivia question for you, okay? What is the most important vowel in the alphabet right now? U, not I, okay? And that should be the lesson and the mindset that you have in everything that you do. And that's how you get somebody to pay you $10,000 a year in AUM fees in a market crisis. Thanks for listening, folks. Hope you subscribe.